This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Live Off the Record with Shivago Lang is sponsored by the Cleveland Clinic, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, the Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, RF Bank and Trust, Raw Star Assurance, and the Water and Sewage Corporation.
You're not alone. Holla if you feel like you went down the same road.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call on the show today, the numbers to do so are as follow. You can call us on 323-6232, that's 323-6232, or 325-4316, 325-4316, or you can text me on 422-4796, 422-4796, or WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. You can catch us on BTC Flow Channel 612. That's BTC Flow Channel 612. All right, so beginning this week, and perhaps even some may have happened last week, certainly beginning this week and into the end of the month, thousands of Bahamian young people will graduate high school. Some will graduate university as well, but thousands will graduate high school. Tragically, and our sympathy goes out to the family, a young lady who just graduated perished in a car crash. So she would have been one of those thousands graduating high school. This is a big time for young people, a time of enormous pride that you're done, excitement that you're done with school for the most part, some for some of them, many of them, and excitement that there's this new chapter of your life in adulthood beginning. Even though, as I recall it in 1984, when I graduated Hawksville High School, it was also a time of some trepidation because, yes, I was excited and glad to be finishing with the routine of school, you know, the uniform wearing, the being told what to do, the going to school from 9 to 3, practically every day of the week except Saturday and Sunday. And what I thought then was, you know, an ending of all this exam taking and all this book reading and all this homework and stuff. And so there's that excitement, but then that trepidation that, listen, bro, you're getting closer to that place where you got to be responsible for yourself. And so that's what thousands of our young people are confronting. And these are thousands of young people who have endured some of the most negatively impactful events in our history. Dorian. If you're on Grand Bahama or Abaco, in a very real sense, you have lost family members, you have lost mothers, fathers, siblings, you have lost home, you had a huge disruption in your education system. If you had the pandemic and all that it did, again, to disrupt the educational flow, to change the format and structuring of your educational circumstances, change your socializing, you have had all of this as background content. to this now exit from high school. But what is true is for these young people, high school is done, and the question is, what now? What now? Where do I go from here? What do I do now? What does life hold for me now? Now, bear in mind that notwithstanding these young people are being thrust into a world of adulthood, for the most part, we have no formal transition to that adulthood for our young people. Basically, while they are in high school, we treat them pretty much like children, told what to do, when to do it, how to do it, how to dress, every single thing for the most part. What adult life they sneak like outside of the home, outside of the school, among their peers, away from people who could supervise their behavior. But they are treated like children. Mind you, they are doing some adult stuff in their lives, but they're basically treated like children. And then they graduate, and the parents and the guardians say, and the teachers say, well, you know, you're an adult now. Well, I mean, yeah, maybe you're not 18 yet, but the point is, you know, high school is done. What now? There's the expectation by many of parents, especially the ones who can't afford for the children to go off to university or college, that you got to go out there and get a job. And that adult life scenario, reality, can strike some like a ton of bricks. So when a child in 2022, when a young person in 2022 in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas is leaving high school, graduating high school, some with poor grades, limited BJCs or no BJCs or BGCSEs, some with mediocre average grades, little couple of BJCs, a couple of BGCSEs, maybe with not even so good grades. And then those who did quite well, good grades, lots of BJCs, lots of BGCSEs with good grades. When they wake up on the day after graduation, what awaits them? Now, some of these young people, not most, but some, would have been working even before now, whether at some retail store, restaurant, or hotel. Some of them, old enough, they would have been working, but not most are not. What awaits them now that they are graduating? These parents, if you have young people who are available and want to hear and some of this, yeah, you may want to go get them. Tell them, come listen to this, because this is essentially my graduation talk. I've given dozens over the years and structured it pretty much with stability, because the principles remain the same. These students will be saying goodbye to teachers who have poured their lives into them, parents who have poured their lives into them, tried to get them to this place, some with great struggle. But they're coming out now in the thousands. What awaits them? When you look at it, there are really only three things that await these graduates. Three things. The first thing that awaits them is that they can further their education. They can further their education. Now, they can further their education in formal ways, or they can further their education in informal ways. There is matriculating in or entry into a college or university or a tertiary institution like Bahamas Technical and Vocational Institute. There is that possibility for them. For many, most, that is not really a possibility. Either one, they don't qualify, or two, don't have the financial means to do it, but a number can choose that formal route of going for higher education, as we call it. Whether a young person opts to go to college or not, here is what is true. And parents, I hope you can instill, guardians, I hope you can instill in your young people this. Whether they opt for the formal route of education or higher education or further education, every single one of those graduates should understand and know that continuing your education is in your best interest. Continuing to learn to communicate, continuing to learn to calculate, continuing to learn to comprehend, continuing to learn to interact socially with us, continuing to learn and understand the workings and happenings of your world, your economy, your social systems, continuing to learn about your own self and what your strengths and weaknesses are, and what moves you and what doesn't move you, what your interests are and your disinterests are, what you negotiate and what you're prepared to negotiate, what you're not prepared to negotiate, to understand the people you bring into your life, whether that's a significant other or your family or your friends or your peers or your coworkers, continuing to learn how things work on planet Earth so that you can be wiser and more prudent in making decisions so that you can advance your own interests and that of others is a absolute, is important thing to embrace. And fortunately, for all of us, there are so many tools that are available to facilitate this continuing learning that it is easy now. You could sit down on your sofa and YouTube up a world of information. You can go on the internet and if you're careful to do it in a manner that produces good results enough, you can get a world of information that helps feed your understanding of yourself, the world in which you live, and give you the capacity to earn wealth, the capacity to have good relationships, the capacity to rebound from challenges, the capacity to pursue opportunities. You will have that opportunity in abundance, but you've got to be committed to the task of continuous learning. You should sit down and plan out, what are the important things I need to know? What are the important things I need to learn? At what stage in my life would I need to be focused on this, that, and the next thing, and so forth and so forth? What am I trying to achieve, and what information do I need in order to achieve it? If you are one of those committed to continuing education, and when I say education, I mean education in the broadest sense. I don't just mean academics of calculus and geometry and comprehension in the formal sense of English language or literature. I'm talking about education in the broad sense of how our world works. If you're committed to that, I guarantee you, your probability for success is vastly ramped up compared to somebody who does not have that same commitment. What's your first option? Formally furthering your education. But what beyond that for every soul is continuing your education. There is no substitute for that commitment, focus on your part. I trust in our parents. Are you all hearing me? Guardians, are you all hearing me? Young people, if you yeah, you hear me, text me and tell me you hear me, please, because I'm telling you something. This is so critical. I cannot tell you how an appetite for knowledge, for information, for education has fueled the wonderful opportunities that I have had in my life that have allowed me to overcome mistakes and challenges in my life, that have allowed me to provide for my family, the kinds of things that I've been able to provide. Education did that. And not all of that education came through high school and college and university, even though a great bit of it did. Some of it was just a keen desire to understand what was going on around me, to understand it in the broadest sense, and to be curious about how things work in the world. Option number one, furthering your education. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're talking about life after graduating high school, university too. When we come back, we'll continue our conversations. We'll be back after this.
Come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
I ain't marsh the car. The lady run into me marsh the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
How important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to do so on any of the following numbers: 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. You can also text us on 439-3043. Or you can WhatsApp me on you can text me on 422-4796 or WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are, of course, live on Cable Bahamas Channel 969. That's the way my mama listens to the show. You can catch us on BTC Flow Channel 612. I am talking today about all of these young people who will be leaving high school this year, thousands of them, and talking about what awaits them. So the first thing we talked about was the fact that there is the opportunity to further their education. Some of them may need to do that, because when I talk about what we're going to talk about next, they'll find that that might be their only option for ensuring that they can make good use of their time. But I want to say to young people who may be contemplating university, furthering their education, that it's important to think about furthering your education, or whether that's formally or informally, in the context of what are you seeking to achieve? And by that I mean, what is the skill set that you are seeking to acquire? What is the knowledge that you are seeking to acquire? Because pursuit of education should be done with purpose. If you want to be an engineer, there's a set of knowledge and skills, even certification, you have to acquire. If you want to be a medical doctor, same thing. If you want to be a carpenter, same thing. If you want to be an electrician, same thing. If you want to be an economist, same thing. If you want to be a counselor, same thing. Lawyer, same thing. Teacher, same thing. All of these things that you want to do require a specific set of knowledge and skills that you have to acquire. So you need to be clear on what it is you would like to achieve in the way of career development. Now, you may not be there today. You may think, okay, I have options that I'm thinking through. Explore them. Talk to people who are in those various careers. Ask them what it's like. Ask them what the fulfillment level is. Ask them what the opportunities they see in the country or abroad are. Ask them what the compensation is like. Ask them what they like or dislike about it. What are the challenges they found about it? What are the opportunities? So get as much information, and then maybe you can start to narrow down what it is you want to do, so that you are now learning with purpose, because you are seeking to acquire a set of knowledge and skills to help you become of value in your world. Now, what is that value? Listen to me, folks. People who acquire a set of skills in a particular area become problem solvers in that area, and that is what the value generated is. A surgeon is solving the problem of damage in the human body requiring repair. A teacher is solving the problem of ignorance in the minds of human beings. An economist is solving, but they think they're solving the problem of how to better ensure that things are produced, distributed, and consumed in the world. Okay? Lawyers are solving the problem of some legal impediment presented to a client. A waiter is solving the problem of a hungry feaster seeking to be fed in a comfortable and enjoyable manner. Everyone who is doing a task has to take on the knowledge and skills for that task to solve the particular problem or problems associated with that task. In the end, we are all seeking to be problem solvers. The bigger the problems we solve, the more valuable in that particular space we are. And chances are, the better paid we might be. The more complicated, difficult the set of skills and knowledge required for solving problems in a task, the more valuable, rare, and unique that area becomes, and that the value becomes, and the more you're likely to be paid for it. Entertainers solve the problem of boredom. They solve the problem of sadness. And so you have to decide, what is it that I am looking to do, embrace in my being here on the planet for the next 50, 60, 50 years of my life? What is it that I want to pour myself into as I am here fulfilling God's plan for me? You have to pursue knowledge with purpose. When you go to university, it is not just about getting a degree. It's about getting a set of understanding, knowledge, skills that solves problems. But beyond that, it is about embracing relationships and social awareness, emotional intelligence that enables you to come into the world and bring value to it in the broadest sense. First to yourself, your family, to your neighborhood, your community, and then your nation, and then to the wider world. And so you don't just see university as I go into class, get my degree, and head out. No, you see those young people you'll be interacting with, those professors you'll be interacting with. You see them as an exchange of value between you and them, because you can teach them and they can teach you. And the more you learn in the broadest sense of the word, the more valuable you become in the world. And those relationships that you forge may end up being, in the end, some significant source of gain for you and others. And so you have to approach education with purpose. And I guarantee you, if you approach it with purpose, knowing what it is you're seeking to achieve, you will be motivated to go and get the information, even if you don't like to read. Listen, I keep telling people, I really don't like to read. I really would prefer if I can watch a video and get the education and training, listen to a lecture or something. I don't want to have to read the stuff, but I read a lot because that's the only way I can get some of the information I need. And so I couldn't care less how uncomfortable reading is for me. I'm going to do it because I want that knowledge. I want that information. I want to understand, and I need to understand. So learn with purpose. Know your purpose. Know your interests. Know what it is you're seeking to achieve. Know the vision you have for your life, and then seek out knowledge and information that is aligned with getting you there. This text says, learn as though you will live forever and live like every day is last. There you go. Okay? So that's the first thing, furthering your education. We're going to take a break here, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about the second option that awaits the graduate from high school and university. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Come take my hand, we'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm.
Have you taken a look at those investment options yet?
Too busy. Look at today. Workout, breakfast, drop kids at school, back-to-back meetings, dog from the groomer, nails, and that's all before 12. How come you're so chill?
That's because my money is as busy as you.
At RF, we find the best Bahamian and international investments to keep your money busy so you can spend more time focusing on you. Contact us at rfgroup.com to find out more. RF, money at work.
That's right, boys and girls. Get ready to play basketball at the 34th Annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 4th through July 29th at the Kendall G. L. Isaacs Gym, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. daily. So parents, get your boys and girls ages 5 through 18 registered now. Applications available at the South Bahamas Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, Tonic Williams Darling Highway, and at the registration desk at Campsite Kendall G. L. Isaacs Gym. Special appearances by NBA players, legends, and coaches. So get your boys and girls registered now, ages 5 through 18, for the 34th Annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 4th through July 29th.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Wow. welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shavar Bolang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, where we're talking about what awaits these high school graduates and certainly many university graduates this 2022. We talked about the fact that the first thing that awaits them is furthering their education, whether that's in a formal or informal way. The second thing that awaits these young people, especially those who do not immediately opt for and are able to go to university or to some tertiary institution or some other form of education requiring their full-time attention, is finding a job or starting a business of their own. Those are the two options in the area of economics. Finding a job or starting a business of their own. Now, unfortunately, these young people are entering the economy at a time when it is under some strain. The lingering impact of the pandemic, the lingering consequences of Dorian have turned down, closed down a great many businesses. And even as the economy has picked up and is continuing to pick up, it still has not been able to get back to pre-pandemic levels and so forth. The amount of economic activity that we are accustomed to that tends to generate many jobs is not the economic activity we now have. And so lots of young people will go out there and find themselves not with a labor market that is enthusiastic or robust or welcoming, but they will find one that is quite challenging and really may be stressful. Some of them may find themselves in a bit of long-term unemployment for a while because the jobs just are not there. All right, that's the harsh reality of it all. This is not new, it has happened in our country before. I faced such a job market immediately out of university, not so much out of high school, because I wasn't looking at the time. So there are jobs, don't let anybody fool you, there are jobs. They may not be the one you want. They may not pay what you think you should get, but there are jobs. To those young people, I say, take the job you can get until you can find the job you want. Because it's better to make something to contribute toward your own obligations than to make nothing and be able to contribute nothing to the obligations you are going to continue to have, whether you're working or not. So take the job you can get until you can get the job you want. And in the job you get, show up. Really show up. When you get there, be prepared to give value to the job. Do the job so well. I don't care if it's a pumping gas or waiting tables or stacking shelves in the food store or working in, as a bellman in a hotel, or I don't care what the job is, if it's a mechanic helper or a legal clerk, whatever the job is, do the job so well. Do it so well that people will take note of your attitude, your performance, and your production. Because you never know who's watching you. You never know who's watching. I know some people used to think, Ingram, I want to come to Ingram's attention. There's no question that his introduction to me was through my mother and through some work I did, some speech I gave to an F&M convention in Grand Bahama when he was seeking to win the government. There's no question that that happened. But what people don't know is I started working in the prime minister's office in November of 1992. And at the time I worked in what was then the Financial Services Secretariat, and then what became the Bahamas Investment Authority. And Mr. Ingram had some projects that he needed done for a presentation in Parliament that required an analysis of thousands of pieces of data, hundreds and hundreds of files, to be able to tell the story of foreign investment, land sales, and all that kind of stuff in the country. I worked for weeks, up to 1-2 o'clock in the morning, putting all that data into a computer and being able to collate that data so that it could produce the information that told that story. And I remember this, nobody knew my name at the time, nobody knew me. I was doing my job, civil servant, I wasn't a politician. And he got up in the House of Assembly and he said, he gave the statistics, he gave the results. He said, this work was done by a young man, and you don't know Ima. Naomi Seymour, senator, and so forth and so forth. That's when he discovered my work ethic and capabilities. And after that, several and many other projects. I even took the liberty, nobody asked me, of reading some things and drafts and saying to them, no, I don't think y'all want to say it like this. I think y'all need to take this into account. And then they would turn around and say, well, why don't you write the draft? That's how it happened. So what I'm saying is, when you show up and demonstrate such value that you get noticed by people who you don't think might be taking note. Some of us kill our future progress and promotion by acting the fool where we think ain't nobody noticing us. You think ain't nobody see you slunking. You think ain't nobody, because nobody's saying anything. That don't, they say, listen, boy, close eye ain't always sleep. Open eye ain't always wake. You don't know who's watching you. You don't know who's paying attention. In any event, do the job like God is over your back. Do it so well that whether they notice or not, you will look at it and go, well, that's a good job. God dang it, that's a good job. Okay? Texas, my advice is to set a minimum number of pages I read for personal development and professional development daily. No matter how tired I am, I do it as part of my routine. A little goes a long way over time. Absolutely. 100% correct. 100% correct. So if you're going to take the job, show up. If that is the job you want or the job you don't want, show up, perform, do the job. And don't take people's job. You can't take somebody's job. You agree to get paid a certain amount, and then you start complaining about what you're getting paid. But you agreed that. No, it doesn't mean you're happy with it, but shut your mouth. Don't say nothing about it. Work. And then you can do better, do better. You can do better when you can do better. But in the meantime, you work for what those people agreed to pay you. And you see, what you're doing is you're developing your own sense of work ethic. You're developing your own ethics. You're developing your own values. You're strengthening your own performance ability. This isn't about anybody else, because once you leave that place with you. And all that place enabled and allowed you to learn and practice and perfect. Okay? So show up. Treat people on job with dignity, respect, courtesy. I didn't say if they treat you that way. People don't have to treat you with decency, courtesy, and respect and to cause you to treat them the other way around. You should stand up and let anybody run over you. You should be able to say, listen, I don't appreciate you speaking to me that way. I don't appreciate you getting in my way this way as I try to perform my job, but do so with respect and dignity and always demonstrate professionalism. Because in that you are laying the foundations for your continuing reputation as a person of high value. So treat people in your space with dignity and respect. If you can't find a job, maybe you start your own business. Now don't get big-eyed. You're out fresh out of high school, maybe out of college. Ain't nobody know you like that. People aren't gonna be enthusiastic about putting no money behind you. So you got to be modest in your calculations about, okay, how do I maneuver now? How do I go forward now? How do I get done what I need to get done? Maybe it requires you to work with your family and your friends and see where you, the little you might need, maybe just buy one piece of equipment, one piece of something that gets you started on your way. Buy the first set of inventory and have a good structured arrangement to pay people back for the things that they contribute to your effort, right? But be modest, but it is possible for you to have a business of your own that can become a big and mega business one day. So that's also an option that you can and should not take out of your mind. It isn't something that we naturally think about fresh out of high school. It isn't natural, but it is more and more something young people are doing. And I've seen young people do it, and I'm telling you, some of them have made a good success of it. I still happen to believe that one of the most underdeveloped businesses in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas is the window cleaning, home maintenance business. There are lots of things around that that could be done that, you know, may be a business opportunity, right? And you could search, if you think to yourself, you just ask yourself, how many things have I complained about in the last year? Every complaint you complain about might be a business opportunity for you. Why? Because it means that you are seeing something not done that could be done and may be a business opportunity for you. You say to yourself, boy, I really like that thing. I really enjoy that. And maybe the thing you enjoy, so many other people enjoy. And if you supply that thing, maybe there's your business opportunity right there. There is great intelligence in our own experiences to inform us about where business opportunities may exist. You may not be able to come up with a business opportunity on your own. Talk to your family and friends. Go talk to business people. Go talk to people who you know are serial entrepreneurs and say, listen, what do you think could be done by a person my age or so forth, blah, 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 blah. And maybe you come up with them with a good idea. Maybe in the process, you win a partner who might actually say, you know what, I'll join you in that if you put the effort forward. It's Texas, yes, that's true. They can start on social media instead of using it for mischief. It's also a low barrier to entry. That is true. That is true. You might decide, you know, I noticed in the food store they're selling toilet tissue for $16-17 and for a certain pack of it. But I found a little niche where I can get people toilet tissue for like $13-14. And you put that on social media and tell them, listen, bam, bam, bam. Now, let me tell you something. In the Bahamas, when you buy and sell anything, you're supposed to have a business license too. And so you can apply for your business license, but I don't think they can, you know, you can apply for your business license. And if it's a small business, ain't a question mark to do so. And that starts you on your way to your own business. But there are opportunities, is all I'm saying to you, if you don't find that initial job. Also, if you can't find a job, can't start a business, volunteer at a company. Tell a company, tell somebody, listen, if there's an area you're interested, go to the manager and say, listen, I know you're not hiring, it's okay, but can I be an intern here? You don't have to pay me, you can set me to do and help with anything. I want to be occupied, I want to learn, and I'm happy to do that. If you want me to come in 1 day a week, 2 days a week, 3 days a week, please, can I have that opportunity? You can do it at multiple places, because maybe one place says, yes, you could do this for a day. What's another place that you could do for 2 days, and some places say you could do for 3 days, and next thing you know, you're full-time working. Yes, you're volunteering, but you're picking up skills and being seen, and you never know when somebody says, you know what, I like that kid, I think I'm going to keep them. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z-Live. I'm Shavar Gulang, your host. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion on what these young people face after graduating high school. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
The Access Accelerator Small Business Development Center is here to help small businesses throughout the entire Bahamas. To better serve you, we've made it easier to contact us. Call 461-7232, WhatsApp 359-0626 or 359-2394, email helpdesk@sbdcbahamas.com or submit a ticket when you visit our help center at accessaccelerator.org. The Access Accelerator, empowering small business.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand, we'll walk this road together, through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone, holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, where we're talking about what young people are going to face coming out of high school this 2022 in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316. If you want to text us, you can do so on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. I have a text here, says, good day. That is so true, Shivago. When I first came out of school, I did auditing, where I visited several organizations. I got several job offers as persons were watching, unbeknownst to me, the bosses at these organizations were watching my work ethic and my attitude. Long story, I took one of those offers and the rest is history. Attitude, work ethic, willingness to do what it takes. Being dedicated is so important and it really will open doors and take you far. Be prepared for it when the opportunity presents itself. Well said indeed. Well said indeed. Okay. Now, let me tell you something else that's important for young people to understand. And you who are listening, the rest of you might want to take note of this. Whether you are in university or educating yourself informally or working a job or seeking to start a business or volunteering to work somewhere, don't romanticize the world too much. There are certainly romantic elements of life. So a university experience could be great. An informal education experience could be great. A job could be great. An internship could be great. A starting a business could be great. But let me tell you something, right? In very many instances, ain't nothing great with them things as you go through the process. You meet up into all kinds of difficulties, all kinds of challenges, all kinds of hurdles. You fail at things. You get frustrated because you get stagnated at points. Don't romanticize things in advance. Expect that things can go wrong. Just as you expect them to go right, expect that things could go wrong and put yourself in a mindset that says, okay, I know things are going to go wrong. Here is how I'm going to approach it when it does. Rehearse it in your mind. The more you rehearse something in your mind, the easier it will be for you to deal with it when it happens. They actually say, if you can figure out the mechanics of something in your head, practicing it in your head, when it's time to actually do it, it becomes easier to do. Same thing about problems and challenges. Expect them. Expect you'll face difficulty with people. Expect you'll face difficulty with projects. Expect you'll face difficulty. And think about, okay, when it happens, when I get frustrated, how am I going to behave? When I get angry, what am I going to do? When I get anxious, how am I going to cope with that? And work through it in your mind. Work through it in your heart. And you'll find the ability to deal with it in the end. This text says, how do you know when it's time to move on or transition from a job that you choose while you wait on the one you want? Well, here's the thing. My rule of thumb is don't leave something you have until you have something you want. That's my rule of thumb. So transitioning don't even arise. I transition once I have something in hand now. Sometimes things can get so bad where you are, it's affecting you emotionally, it's affecting you spiritually, it's affecting your family life and so forth, that you decide that I have to do it now because otherwise I'm not even going to have what is necessary to go to the next thing. Sometimes you can make that decision. But as a general rule, stay where you are until you land what you want, until you land the next thing. Okay, that's the transition. This rule of thumb. Why should I leave this? Listen, I'm getting paid. I'm doing work. I'm learning stuff. No, I'm not happy. I'm really not excited about this. I'm searching, but I can keep searching and working. I can keep searching and working. And then when I find the thing I want, then I can leave. And now I didn't create a gap for me. Let me tell you something. Income gaps are painful and hurtful. Ask any politician like Shivago Lang. I get elected in 97. Unelected in 2002. Now, I got to go and find income in that transition period because I've lost my job, right? I get elected in 2007, unelected in 2012. Another transition. Let me tell you something. You losing that income, it takes a toll on you, friend. So stay where you are until you land something and then you can move on to your next thing. That's my rule of thumb, okay? So you have further education, you have job, start a business, or you can do some volunteer work in a business, an organization until something breaks for you. These days, if you are a young person wanting to start a business, they got quite a number of opportunities for grants, whether at the Ministry of Youth or at the Small Business Development Center or even the Bahamas Development Bank. So you can look and explore those things. They even help you start develop your business plan. So you have help. Okay, you have professionals out there who might be prepared to put some time into your effort. And so there are opportunities to work at these things. This text says, set goals. I literally said who I wanted to work with, top persons in the industry to learn from, and got to work with everyone that I put in the atmosphere. Put God first as well. Yes, set goals, but absolutely. But I'm given some of these tips. I'm going to have some broad set of things that I want to say to folk, which includes setting goals, which is absolutely right, when I finish with these particular options that are available, right? So you have work or starting a business, volunteering if you can't find work or start a business. Now, a lot of people don't see this as an option, but if you don't further your education and you do not pursue a job or start a business, or volunteer yourself, right? Here is what you have as a third option. You could waste your life. Yeah. You could hang around Slungin, you can hang around. Just let mommy and daddy carry you. You could hang around, hang with your boys, like everything cool and you ain't making no effort. You could hang around on the block, you know, smoking the weed when you get a chance, hitting the coke when you get a chance. You can decide, oh, I can take a chance with the boys and go commit a crime to try and get a couple of dollars. You could waste your life. That's what you can do. And why do I say it's a wasted life? It's a wasted life because whenever we are doing something below our potential, then we are wasting that potential and therefore wasting our lives. Because if you can do something better, if you can do something more valuable, if you can do something more productive, if you can do something more meaningful, then not doing it means that you are wasting potential and therefore wasting your life's energy and therefore wasting this grand opportunity to be the person that you and I want to be. Now, we all come to periods in our lives where, you know, things get, we hit a rough patch and things don't go the way we want. And, you know, you get discouraged and you kind of don't really put up. That happens, but you don't stay there. You don't dwell there. There are some people come out of high school and listen, just what they've been in high school 20, 30, 40 years. And just what they was doing when they come out of high school, they still doing today. Even if they're doing it on a grander scale, they just ain't doing nothing. You don't want to be that person. It is possible to waste your life. It is possible to learn no more, to stay right where you are when you came out of high school, having no greater understanding of anything than you had. It is possible never to hit a lick in your life and earn your own income so that you can take care of your own expenses. It is possible to simply contribute nothing positive to the world. And in the meantime, you end up out there sexing, having children, unable to take care of the children and create a cycle, a vicious cycle of children who are unable now to get out of that cycle of poverty, cycle of degeneration, cycle of malfeasance, cycle of delinquency. All because it started with someone who decided not to further their education, not to work, and therefore opted to waste their life. It is possible. And you don't want to get in that. You have to, in order not to waste your life, you have to make a deliberate effort to contribute. Okay? So sometimes you waste your life by accident because you don't choose something else. One thing is certain, if you choose to further your education, if you choose to pursue earned income in a legitimate way, you certainly will not be able at the same time not to choose. These are positive things, not to choose it. So you have to make that choice to do the other things that make wasting your life impossible. Okay, so those are the three options. Those are what the choices are for every single person graduating high school this year. There are, though, in the broader scheme of human behavior and conduct, things, choices that also have to be made that are just life choices that enhance your other choices. And so I want to talk about some of those choices that confront every high school graduate, but confronts practically every human being every day. Every day. First choice. The first choice you have is, what is going to be my life's philosophy? What is going to be at the core of my being that informs my attitude, values, principles, beliefs, thoughts, behavior in the world? What is going to anchor how I see myself and how I see other people? What is going to shape how I respond, react to, deal with myself and other people? How am I going to manage? What is it that is going to dictate how I manage the good and bad things that happen to me in my lifetime? What is going to guide who I see myself with, who I hang out with, who I give myself to. That's called your life's philosophy. And you can anchor that in a Judeo-Christian faith. You can anchor that in Islam. You can anchor that in Hinduism. You can anchor that in Taoism, in Rastafarianism. Any one of those things, just be aware that every choice to anchor your life's philosophy has a set of consequences associated with that choice if you are committed to that philosophy. But do you want to ask yourself that question? I'm telling you, don't go out in the world without a philosophy of life. Don't go out in the world not understanding what is at your core. When you see some people educated as they are, but nothing but rogues, nasty, indecent, unethical people, we're talking about somebody who has either got no life philosophy or has abandoned it in the course of their life's living. Have a philosophy of life. I'm not here to tell you what it is, what it should be. It's not my job. All I'm saying is it is valuable to have one because it becomes the, you know, a wheel has that center that every spoke is attached to, that therefore controls how the wheel rolls. That's what a life philosophy does, according to an author I read. And it's a good example. It's a philosophy that you need to understand your own philosophy. And it's better for you to come at this philosophy, even though somebody could introduce you to the philosophy, you really need to come to this philosophy by persuading yourself about it. We have too many of us. Our parents handed us this Christian faith. Handed us these set of things they told us we should be about. And we carried on with them for a while, and they didn't last when we got to college. They didn't last when we get in the workplace. They didn't last when we got in the real world. You know why? Because we really never believed them. We really never embraced them. We only were given them, and so we kept repeating them. Oh, love God, hate the devil. Love God, hate the devil. Jesus is the Savior. And that was it for us. It wasn't until we examined it, until we really looked at it and decided by virtue of our own critical thinking and our own sense of self, you know what? I believe this, or I don't believe it. I believe something else. Now we came to anchor us in a philosophy. So have a philosophy of life. Some of you listening to me as adults, you know yourself that this has been your great strength. You had a philosophy of life, or you know that you had not the strength because you didn't have a philosophy of life. So you want to have a philosophy of life. The second thing that I would say is have a continuous attitude toward learning, lifelong learning, right? We talked about that before. Continue that. Make the choice to do that. The third thing I could say to you, my friend, be careful who you hang out with. Be careful who you hang out with. Because the truth is we influence people and people influence us. That's the reality. You shouldn't decide like, no, anybody is worse than you. I never believe that. Nobody's worse than you. You're not superior to anybody. I'm not superior to anybody. That's nonsense, crap, stupidness. But there are some people who have decided that their way of life, their conduct in life is contrary to your philosophy of life and the ethical, moral principles that you have embraced. They have decided that the work ethic that you have is not a work ethic they want. And if you are influenced by them, what happens is they then start changing your attitude, changing your philosophy, changing your behavior that then brings you into conflict with your own interest. You don't want to do that. You try to help people, you try to encourage them, but if they are resistant to that, you leave them alone. and you find yourself in the company of people who are seeking to achieve and accomplish what you are seeking to achieve and accomplish, unless you are trying to get people to do something better with their lives. Okay? Now, very often what you should do and I should do is we should try to hang around people who have achieved some more things than we have achieved, who are smarter than we are, who are wiser than we are, who are more ethical than we are, because in doing so, they can serve as mirrors for us, holding up before us ourselves to say, you know what, you could be a better person, you know, you could fix that thing in your face, you could do this better, and so forth and so forth, and then we get to move along. The Bible says, as iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend, meaning the definition of a friend is someone who wants to make you sharper, not duller. A friend wants you to advance, and if you are somebody's friend, you want them to be better, not worse. So we want to be in the company of people who make us sharper, who challenge us to be better. If somebody is mirroring you, like if your behavior is bad and they're mirroring you because they say, well, if you treat me bad, I can treat you bad. They're not better than you, my friend. They're not helpful to you. They're not helpful to you. Even Jesus said, love your enemies. Even Jesus said, love and pray for them who despitefully use you. Right? So you ain't helping yourself if you are mirroring people by being as bad as they are bad. I don't care if that's your boyfriend, wife, or husband, or girlfriend. You want to, as much as possible, lift your standard by the example others who have higher standards set, or by setting that higher standard yourself. Be careful the company you keep. You can't imagine how many people are buried 6 feet beneath the ground today, probably incarcerated, who have been deeply damaged because the company they were keeping was not a company they ought to have kept. Okay? So be careful the company you keep. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shavar Lang, your host. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussion. We'll be back after this break.
How important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services, from click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches. Fidelity, we're good
for you. The Water and Sewage Corporation advises residents of Pinecrest Drive, South Beach East, that the corporation will commence improvement work on Tuesday, May 31st, 2022, for a duration of 5 weeks, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily. During this period, there may be some interruption in the water supply, road closure, and detours around the work area. Motorists are advised to avoid the area where possible. The corporation apologizes for any inconvenience caused and appreciates your support as they work to improve their level of service.
Around the world, Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare. Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic. Your destination for care, for every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Have you taken a look at those investment options yet?
Too busy.
Look at today. Workout, breakfast, drop kids at school, back-to-back meetings, dog from the groomer, nails, and that's all before 12. How come you're so chill?
That's because my money is as busy as you.
At RF, we find the best Bahamian and international investments to keep your money busy so you can spend more time focusing on you. Contact us at rfgroup.com to find out more. RF, money at work.
I'm not afraid. Take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. Walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this wonderful Tuesday afternoon, where we're talking about young people graduating high school this year, some of them university, and some of the things they have to be mindful of as they make this important transition in their life. They should be congratulated for having gotten this far, and they'll be wished every success going forward, but there are some things that we have to do in order to make the most of this transition. If you want to give us a call, you can call us on 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. You can also call, text me on 422-4796 or WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. Now, I want to tell you all young people something that I wish to goodness I was told, understood a whole lot better at an earlier age. Whether you believe it or not, your life, and whether you are a male or a female, it's the same thing. Your life, my life, is heavily influenced by our emotions. Heavily influenced. For the most part, driven by our emotions. Driven. We act or don't act because of emotions. We do many things because of emotions. What are emotions? Emotions are thoughts that generate feelings in our bodies that have an energy associated with it. That's why it's called emotions. It's energy in motion. So that thought, some danger is out there, generates in my body some preparedness for fight or flight. It causes me to feel nervous, agitated, and that generates energy for fight or flight that needs to go somewhere. And now I find myself behaving in response to these feelings generated by the thought I have that might cause me fight somebody, lash out at somebody, or run and not want to be around somebody. This happens to us every day, minute by minute, hour by hour, unless we are conscious of how much our emotions can control, shape, dictate, influence our lives. For that reason, because emotions are so immensely influential in our lives, if you and I do not learn how to deal with these emotions, if we don't have and develop the intelligence to be able to acknowledge the emotions, know that they are there. I am feeling anxious. I am feeling excited. I am feeling lonely. I am feeling sad. I'm feeling distressed. I'm feeling depressed. I'm feeling melancholy. I'm feeling really aroused. I'm feeling, but what is this behavior that I am being driven to do? Need I be going to punch her, him? Need I be going to curse her, him? Need I be going to take off my clothes with him, her? All of these behaviors driven by emotions have to be checked against the rationality of the neocortex to tell us here is the best way to behave so as to advance your interests and not impede it. And this is a skill, like learning how what Pythagoras' theorem is, like learning how to ride a bike, like learning how to make a cake. It is a skill required, and it is not an easy skill to acquire, but once acquired, becomes one of the most valuable tools at your disposal. Let me tell you why I say that. A set of research conducted tells us that up to 85% of success in life and in the workplace is attributed not to academic intelligence, but to emotional intelligence. Let me say it again. It says that up to 85% of the success we will enjoy in the workplace and in life will come from the fact that we know how to deal with our emotions and relate to other people. That is 85% compared to the 15% that academic intelligence may account for in success in life and in the workplace. Yet, who teaches you about emotional intelligence? Does mommy? Does daddy? No, they don't. They may in ways try to say, you know what I mean? You need to be patient. And that's wonderful. That's an instruction, but there are skills associated with how to be patient. There are skills associated with how to fight back anxiety. There are skills associated with how to achieve calm after you've been agitated. There are skills associated with how to avoid getting loud and argumentative when somebody has hurt you. And we have to be able to learn those skills. And once again, there are courses, there are YouTube presentations, there are online instructions from professional people like Psychology Today and others. There are people out there you can talk to and counsel with who can help. We even come to learn that our personality types predisposes us to some of these emotional outbursts more so than other people. And so we want to learn how to do this. Let me tell you all something. You see that young man, a young woman out there, convicted of murder, charged with murder, who actually committed murder, got angry with somebody, got upset with somebody. Some of that was not learning how to deal with anger or not having resolved some trauma in their lives that impacted their emotional stability. Some of it is a reflection of the fact that they didn't know how to check their limbic reptilian brain, their limbic brain with their neocortex brain. They don't know, literally don't know. And so they are at the mercy of the ignorance we can have. I mean, you know yourself, you know when you had outbursts and said to yourself, you know, that was really over the top. I really didn't have to explode like that. That was nonsense. I don't know. I can tell you, you can watch me from the time I started this show to now, and maybe you do notice, maybe you don't. It has been a part of my learning process too. Sometimes you have stuff going on in your life, in the background of your life, that is influencing how you react to things. Because a lot of times when we react to stuff, we're not reacting to the event that happening right now, you know. We're reacting to some events prior to that event that we are now interpreting this new event through. Politicians suffer this. You get elected, you get unelected. the events of that an election can affect how you deal with an event right now. You might be more agitated, you might be less patient and all that kind of stuff because these things are affecting you. And as you learn the skill, that's the important thing. It's not just being aware of these things. It's having the skill to check them, to actually be able to, there are exercises I do, can do, that helps me fight back some things. You're listening to Z Live, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take our final break. And when we come back, we will continue and wrap up our conversation. We'll be back after this break.
Accelerator Small Business Development Center is here to help small businesses throughout the entire Bahamas. To better serve you, we've made it easier to contact us. Call 461-7232, WhatsApp 359-0626 or 359-2394, email helpdesk@sbdcbahamas.com or submit a ticket when you visit our help center at accessaccelerator.org. The Access Accelerator, empowering small business.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
That's right, boys and girls. Get ready to play basketball at the 34th Annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 4th through July 29th at the Kendall G.L. Isaacs Gym, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. daily. So parents, get your boys and girls ages 5 through 18 registered now. Applications available at the South Bahamas Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, Tonic Williams Darling Highway, and at the registration desk at Campsite Kendall G.L. Isaacs Gym. Special appearances by NBA players, legends, and coaches. So get your boys and girls registered now, ages 5 through 18, for the 34th Annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 4th through July 29th.
I ain't mashed the car. The lady run into me mashed the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shavar Rulang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Again, I trust you are doing well. We've been talking about things that young people might take into account, not everything, but things that they should take into account on their graduating high school. Have I been wasting my time, folks? Tell me. is this registered? Is this useful? Helpful? Does it make sense? Because you know, these young people who are graduating are going to face some challenges. The environment that they're going out into is not an easy one. It is one, and it's not just a question of finding a job. It's not just a question of finding money or scholarship. It's a question of people have been set upon by all manner of stresses, and our level of agitation, our level of intolerance, our level of survival instinct is so high that we are not gracious with each other as we should be. And that's going to create the greater challenge. Even, you know, business people who might ordinarily be more sympathetic toward young people, they got their own little issue going on with our overdraft. You know what I mean? And so you have to know that you're going out in a challenging climate, and being aware of, ready for, that is, you know, what is so absolutely important. And that's why I felt the need to share it today, you know, and help. This text is very helpful, not a teen, but as a young adult, I honestly still face some of these challenges and decisions. I understand that, we do. So let me tell you this last bit of thing that I want to say to young people, and to say to all of us. We have to embrace loving kindness for ourselves. Loving kindness. What is loving kindness? Loving kindness is a recognition that we are all crazy as human beings, that we are all flawed as human beings, that we are none of us all of that. So while we are running around, oh, she this and he this, and he do this to me and she do this to me and blah, 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 and blah, 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 like we are all of that. And while we are doing that, we have to recognize that we are many of the things we accuse people of. But we have to do something for ourselves and the other person. We have to love with kindness ourselves. And that love and kindness says, you know what? I know you. I know you're messed up, bro. I know you're a messed up person, sis. I know you got issues. But you know what, man? I love you anyhow. Is there a way I can help you? Is there a way I can comfort you? Is there a way that I can support you? Doesn't matter. Yeah, I know you offended me. I know you upset me. I know you shanked me. But hey, I shanked some people. I offended some people. I upset some people. And so you know what? I want people to be gracious with me. I'm going to be gracious with you. That's called loving kindness. Loving kindness gives us the freedom to be us. To be us in our totality, in all our beautiful self, in all our ugly self, in all our noble self, in all of our crazy self. Loving kindness gives us the opportunity to know I'm not unlovable. That I am lovable and I can love despite the flaws, the challenges I see in you. Loving kindness is a way to rise to the character of Christ in a way that we consider him the most noble of all. Loving kindness allows us to not have anger fester into bitterness, and bitterness fester into hatred, and hatred fester into vindictiveness and vengefulness to cause us to look like we are turned out in ugliness for our sins and issues. Loving kindness allows us to break free from all the damage that could have and could be done to us. Because it says, you know what? In as much as I need grace, I am prepared to extend grace. In as much as I need love, I am prepared to extend love. And it makes us a person able to walk through the planet seeking to help rather than hurt. Seeking to encourage rather than discourage. Seeking to build up rather than tear down. It allows us to be at ease with our own selves and not come down so hard on ourselves because we have made bad choices, we have made errors, so that even if you are in Foxhole prison today for something that you have done, loving kindness allows you to say, you know what, bro, you're suffering the consequences of your decision, but you are lovable. You matter. You can do good. Right? And whether you are in there or outside of there, and others who aren't in there, loving kindness says there is room for you here. And so as you go out into what could be a difficult, sometimes cold and callous world, mean and nasty world, a world where you may not get what you want, a world where you may do things that you are not to do, if you go into that world with a sense of grace, and as I indicated, some kindness, that kindness that says, how can I help, even in the circumstances? You will gift yourself with more power and virtue and value to be able to succeed. This text says, helpful. You're making plenty sense. You are not wasting your time. Love your show today. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. This text says, yes, it's useful. I will pass on to my young adult nieces and nephews. They are doing well, but there is always room for improvement. In fact, this the link is going to be mounted to the show. So you can go on Guardian Radio and get the links of that. If you want to have them listen to it at their leisure, they can do so. This text says, how to get a copy of this show. That's exactly right. You can go to Guardian Radio and the archive on the Z Live. You just look at the date of this show, which will be June 21st, and you can get it. It's a summer. Happy first day of summer. Also, it isn't mounted yet, but if you text me, I shall try to remember to get you the link and I can send it to you. This text says, our prime purpose in this life is to help others. And if you can't help them, at least don't hurt them. That's a great saying. This text says, great show as usual, Mr. Lang. Thank you, I appreciate it. All right. So we want to look for the best for these beautiful young people coming out. And yes, I call them beautiful, even though I know sometimes they can be disgusted. Some of them probably didn't make the best use of their time in school. You know that. I mean, I know that. Let's not be fooled. Probably don't have the greatest resume in the world, don't have the greatest report card in the world. Just remember, your last report card don't have to be your last report card. Hello, young man. Hello, young lady. I'm going to say it again. Your GPA in high school don't have to be your GPA in life. Let me say this in another way. Just because you have a high GPA in high school doesn't mean you ain't have a high GPA in life. You're going to have a high GPA in life if you don't do the right set of things. It doesn't mean because you have a low GPA in high school that you're going to end up with a low GPA in life. Okay? So your last score don't have to be your last score. When life is still living, there's always room to get a new score. There's always an opportunity to rebound from an old mess. There's always the ability to discover a new life when the old life departs you. There's always the opportunity to say, I'm going to do it better next time as long as life lasts. And yes, they may remember and talk bad about you. Yes, they may remember and try to hold you to your past performance. Yes, they will try to say, that's the dumb child. That one was dumb when he was in high school. Now she was dumb when she... That's their talk. That don't have to be your reality. Your reality will be dictated by your performance going forward, because whatever is in your past is in your past and cannot be brought forward, saving and except by somebody's memory of it, and how you let that memory anchor you down. When you set about the task of making this very moment count, that's the best thing you can do for yourself and for your life. And yes, they can. You can listen to them say, but then you mess up that way, and you say, yeah, I did mess up that way. So what is it that you need me to do? When they tell you, oh, you did this to me and you did that to me, you say, you know what? I did. I'm sorry, but I can't undo it. And so now here's what I'm doing today. And maybe they don't give you a second chance. Maybe they don't give you a third chance. That's okay. You move on. You go to where your other chances in life are. Because God is gracious enough to allow you, if life lasts, to redeem yourself and come up smelling like roses. Yes, they might put you in the fire. And they might have you there thinking you're in there by yourself. But then when they pass you in the fire, you know what they see? They see you and somebody else walking up and down and wondering, well, who the heck that is going to fire with them? Because I only put one person in the fire. Yeah, you only put one person in the fire, but what you didn't know was in the fire was another person to be my company, to keep me cool in the heat of the day. Right? So, find grace, loving kindness for yourself. It can be a challenging time out there, young people. If you ain't got no stamina, if you ain't got no stomach, if you ain't got no stick-to-itness, you ain't gonna make it. But let me tell you something. Listen to me, man. Look at your mom and your daddy. Look at your uncle and your aunties. Look at these old people around you. You think that they ain't passed through some crap? If I was a cussing man, I would have used the other word. If you think they didn't pass through some crap, they passed through some nasty, disgusting, terrible, frustrating, crying, generating things in their life, man. Some deep hurt, some deep pain. They passed through some stuff. But what they did was pass through it. And they are here today to tell the story. Right? So you can pass through it. Says your current circumstances doesn't determine your future. God determines your future. That's what keeps me going every day. Amen and amen. The text says, great show as usual in the Bahamas. Your last score could end up with a cut hip from your parents. Well, maybe that'll be the reason why you get a better score the next time. This text says, wow, thank you. You're quite welcome. I'm this man. I'm deadly serious. I'm deadly serious. I know life could be tough. My name is Shibago Lang. I've done some amazing things in my life. I mean, I've had some amazing opportunities in my life. Some of it has been, I've been because of the skills I have. Some of it has been by pure luck. There's no question about that. But I've done some amazing things in my life. But don't let nobody fool you, old boy. Homeboy, take plenty chafing. Homeboy had some serious, serious, serious issues in his life. Still have. But my mind is where the battle is won. And that's what I have to control. I have to control always how I perceive a set of events in my life. And that's not always easy, but knowing, being aware of that enables me to continuously work towards achieving that. It says, good day, Mr. Lang, and thank you for your reality check. You are an inspiration, sir. Your message is one of hope, and I appreciate that. And then you can make it. You can be all right. If you do all right, you can be all right. You sow the seeds. If you sow the seeds of hope you'll reap. You sow the seeds of contentment, is contentment you'll reap. If you sow the seeds of prosperity you'll reap. If you sow the seeds of wisdom you'll reap. If you sow the seeds of decency, even if on your journey you meet with some indignity, decency in the end you will reap. Because the law of the universe is such that you shall reap what you sow. And sometimes, by grace, we just sow some things and God has spared us even from that reaping. But be assured, set your intentions on doing what you believe to be best and right and prudent and wise. You'll be all right, young man. You'll be all right, young lady. Don't sell yourself short. Don't sell yourself out. Don't sell yourself for nonsense. You'll be all right, no matter how hard it is, no matter how challenging it is, no matter how difficult it is. You're going to be just all right. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us today. God bless you. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.